Before DOT Program Manager Amanda Glynn even begins to describe the reasons behind the closure, she acknowledges the potential hassle for the public.
We understand that this is going to be an inconvenience. A lot of people are going to have to drive around, but we're hoping that the cost savings, the time savings, the less confusion will help people to get that public buy-in.
This is a project that has been a long time coming for Glynn.
Well, this culvert was damaged in storms that came through Floyd, Fran, and since that point, we have been maintaining it. It's gotten to the point where we have available funding that we can put towards this project. I personally have been pushing this replacement since at least 2006, so this is wonderful to see the project come to fruition for us.
Because of the damage to the culvert, major storms can overwhelm the system and are more apt to cause flooding. But building a new system is more complicated than just popping in a new pipe. The sheer magnitude of the project is, by itself, daunting.
It takes time. It takes time to build a concrete box that is this big. We are going to have to build it in place, which is pouring concrete, tying steel. It takes a good bit of time to form all of that up and for the concrete to cure to where it could withstand traffic loading.
But for all that work, the DOT's Amanda Glynn is anticipating more than just improvements to water flow. There are some recreational upgrades planned.
We are going to have sidewalks. We're going to have bike lanes. There is a signed bike route that goes along South Front that we don't have an actual lane for right now, but after this project, we will.
And that curve around the intersection at the corner of Greenfield Lake Park, what Glynn calls the wiggle, will straighten out. How the public reacts to this proposal will play a significant role in how the DOT proceeds. Amanda Glynn says she's hopeful that people will come to the public workshop on Thursday to learn about the project and voice any concerns.
Another thing that we want people to consider is that if we are able to close that section and they can detour around it, and we want to show them these detour routes, if we can close that during construction, the construction will be faster and it'll be less expensive.
If DOT decides the needs of the public prohibit a complete shutdown of that portion of 3rd Street, they'll compromise. Traffic would have to be phased differently during the work, a section at a time, and that method, while slightly less cumbersome for drivers, would cost the DOT more time and money. On the other hand, closing 3rd Street between Willard and Carolina Beach Road would save around $500,000 in construction costs, according to Glynn.
It's a difficult task to balance the needs of all the people with the amount of funding that is available to get this project done in a timely manner where we are trying to stay out of the majority of hurricane season and to be reopened by the spring. It's a delicate balance.
Glynn says she expects the work to get underway in the fall of 2014. The public is encouraged to come to an informational workshop this Thursday night at Thalian Hall in the Wilmington City Council Chambers from 5 to 7 p.m. Rachel Lewis Hilburn, WHQR News.